This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Man, am I pumped up for this game. I tell you what, outside of the Stanley Cup, I'm not going to lie, that was, you got to admit, we had a blast. That thing and the way they end up winning it and look like
which part, the after party at Bo's or the winning?
Well,
it
no,
or...
From what I remember, the parade. I think that was the last time I got trash bagged. To be honest, I'm not proud of it. By the way, not proud of it. And
I like you when you're like that, man. You just opened up a tab and you said, "You guys go for it."
Ah, man, I do that sometimes. So tonight Canada USA second time Bennett. Reinhardt, Tkachuk, it's going to be, and to see how Canada responds, it's in Boston this time instead of Montreal, and some Brandon Hagel, who plays for Tampa Bay, and there's already bad blood between Tampa Bay and the Panthers, who Tampa Bay used to pound as pretty good, and now that has changed, and so Hagel comes out and he says, "We play for the flag, not a group chat." Like, okay, and you know Tkachuk's not going to stop, man. You know, Matthew Tkachuk hears that, and, hey, man, we're a close group. Maybe you guys ought to try that, and good stuff, man. And it's not even, like, the game is really, it's just supposed to be another, you know, don't get hurt, go out and play, the best guys play, and hell no, Canada goes, oh, no, this personal, USA's program now has gotten a lot better, catching up to our sport in Canada, hockey, and it means a lot. So here we go, man, with everything behind. Listen, some of you want to throw politics into it. That's fine, whatever you want to do. But for me, there's enough politics out there just to be able to watch that game and tonight and see. I don't care. Look, personally, if you want to boo my national anthem, or you want to boo their national anthem, I don't really, to be honest. I'm sorry. I'm just I don't care. I don't get offended and want to fight somebody. You know, whatever. I'm watching. It just adds to the game, man, to me. Gets everybody juiced up and whatever it takes. So listen, besides that, we got another team can play in cold weather, Woody. Inter Miami can play in cold weather. Inter Miami played a game last night in Kansas City that reminded me of the game that I had a chance to go to where it's freezing. It almost killed my guy, Kim Bocamper, who's going to join us a little bit later. I'm being dead serious. Bo was having some stuff anyway and got it fixed after the season. But it's the first time I was really concerned. It was so cold. And he, for some reason, went down on the field for a pregame, and it's, you probably heard or remember, it was like 20 below zero or 25 below. It was some record number in Kansas City. So last night, fast forward, Inter Miami, and Messi gets a goal last night, and that's it. That's the game for Inter Miami over Kansas City. Wind chill, temperature was under, what, one or two below, and then wind chill put it at seven. Listen, that's ridiculous weather. They played the frigging game and they won. They won. Now they're coming back here. Saturday we'll play back home. What, it'll be 70 degrees probably?
Well, you know what they say about, you know, Messi. He's got a weatherproof leg.
He got a, yeah. That's good, Woody.
Yeah, I'm
the
sorry.
Weather. No, I decide that. Am I deserve that. Am I the weatherproof quarterback guy? Is that me?
You own that. Guy? Yes, you do.
Thank you.
You have many things that you own, many trademarked phrases, but you definitely own that.
I don't like throwing names around, but I said, so I said that to Danny. I go, man, you were weatherproof, bro. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, you could throw in anything. He goes, wow. He goes, I like that. And I was thinking, I was like, you hadn't heard that before? He goes, no. I go, wow, okay. So now I hear him using it. Now I hear him occasionally will use weatherproof. So I was like, all right, yeah.
There's about four or five quarterbacks that get that tab, right?
Woody, I got
KC,
news for you.
Baltimore, Buffalo.
There's a few guys that we've seen do it pretty well. Kansas City, yes. Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore, right off the bat would be
Nobody struggles like we do, though.
I got to tell you, man. And you're right, and it's not going away. It's so funny. We talk about somebody else, and somehow we always bring it back to our team and everything else. By the way, we do have a lot of stuff with the Dolphins to get to here this morning as we continue on with everything and every day trying to figure out how they're going to fix this thing on both sides of the football, too, by the way. Not only offensive line. But it's looking more and more like the secondary is going to need a defensive tackle. Secondary going to be a lot of guys needed on that defense. And I'm not talking about the back end of the roster. I'm talking about the front end of guys to come in and play. We did get some good news, though, but so did everybody else. You know, so the cap's going to go way up. I mean, they're getting ready for a $20, $25 million cap raise, which – gives you more money. The problem is it gives everybody else more money, too, to go get players. But, hey, it might allow the Dolphins to make one free agent splash. I don't mean a big splash, but a splash to get a frontline guy. Maybe it allows you to get a Milton Williams, a defensive tackle for the Eagles. They're saying they can't re-sign all their top guys, and they got some three really good players on their defense that played their ass off in the Super Bowl. Pass rusher, a defensive tackle, and a middle linebacker. I mean, I'm talking about really good players about ready to get paid some big, big dollars for the Eagles. And we'll see if they can re-sign those guys or can hit the open market. We got a couple weeks for that before we get into all that stuff. But then on top of that, Woody, I was going through all this stuff yesterday afternoon when you don't have a life and nobody's around. So I was looking at Dolphins' home schedule. I said, you know, Bo's coming in, and Bo had mentioned the away schedule and home schedule. Listen to this one. And I'm not promoting ticket sales or anything. I'm not. But this home schedule.
You'll do that closer to the season, I assume.
Don't worry about whatever I do. It won't be because I'm selling tickets for the Dolphins. Trust me. The home schedule. Listen to this group of quarterbacks that'll be playing. At Hard Rock and probably one game. Somebody's going to probably go to the Madrid game. But here it is. You know you got Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, and Baker Mayfield. I kind of keep track. I don't know about you, but when one of the really special quarterbacks comes in town, I look forward to seeing the best guys, man, see how good they are, how they play late in a game and all the things they can do. I can't remember a home schedule. And by the way, it's going to be a tough home schedule when you look at most of those teams are playoff teams. You know the Josh Allen story, but Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, and Baker Mayfield. Woody, three of those guys had over 40 – they're all in the 40 touchdown club of touchdown passes. So, wow. Get ready. Get ready because that home schedule is you better get that defense together.
I will say it's funny, like when you look at the schedule, you now at this point, I'm done guessing, right, preseason, how good, bad these teams are going to be.
Right.
It really is bizarre. We've gone into the last two seasons thinking that the AFC East is going to be the best division of football, correct?
When
the Jets landed Aaron Rodgers, you go, my God, these three teams are going to be really good.
So it's going to be one of the better divisions.
Yeah, and then Jets get Aaron Rodgers back last year.
It's going to be one of the better divisions.
It's going to be really good. The Jets are terrible. Patriots are terrible. And we weren't so good.
Right.
the Bills ran away. I mean, it was the one team division.
It ended up being a really bad division overall. No, it did. And you're right. Buffalo wrapped it up about what? Did they wrap it up by Thanksgiving? Just after Thanksgiving?
It was pretty early on.
Yeah, they.
I think that was by like concussion number one. They had a.
They had that thing wrapped up in pretty good shape.
Hey, by the way, the Jets are probably going to be a disaster next year too. I would think. I mean,
you know what's funny?
Aaron Rodgers put that team in such a hole.
So he did. And it's funny because everybody's trying to place. I guess Aaron Rodgers pretty much told everybody he wants to play.
Yeah, they're trying to put him on a different team now, yep.
And they're trying. Everybody's trying to figure out, like, who's going to take Aaron Rodgers? And you know, in the back of their mind, everybody's saying the same thing. Can we just get Aaron Rodgers who'll focus on the friggin' football team? Can we just get Aaron Rodgers that we don't have to hear his thoughts on life and everything else on his off day? Can we just get a guy that zoned in? Because now he's talking about teammates are the most important thing to him. I understand now it's not just wins and losses. Oh, no, you got that backwards. It is wins and losses. But during that time, you do want to build up great relationships. You want to have great chemistry with your team. I'm just not sure he's a great chemistry guy.
I'm not sure he can play anymore.
Oh, he can play.
I don't know what you're basing that on, except for the game he played against us.
Twice.
But I don't think he can play at a very high level, Joe. I think he makes a lot of bad mistakes. I don't think athletically he's got the same. That's a bad injury, that Achilles injury. And
Woody?
Recover Woody, from I'm going to tell you,
I wish you'd have been down there, and I could have had you on the side for the game because I went down.
I know.
I was thinking all the same things. And I watched him. Now, listen, he's a little Showtime now, and he got a little Mahomes. He wants to look the other way and throw some passes and stuff. He's not the same guy he was in Green Bay. There's no question about it. But he's still, minus all the junk that comes with him, which I don't know. I'm dying to see how desperate. There are going to be some desperate teams for quarterbacks.
I have come around on this. I do think he will play somewhere next year. So, like, I don't know. The last team I saw was the Steelers.
So let me give. See, that doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't either. But
that team's had a lot of drama with their receiver. they don't. Now let me give you the other one. It's interesting. We got a guy that lives down here in Tom Brady. That's going to have a lot of the say so of who that quarterback's going to be. Let's be real honest. Nothing against.
I don't think that happens.
Nothing against. How does Tom Brady, who does it completely different than Aaron Rodgers. I don't know what their relationship is, but Tom would have to sign off and go, and listen, the best thing we're going to do is Aaron Rodgers, but we've got to set some rules for him and see if he'll follow him if he really wants to play here.
But I think Brady's smarter than that, right? Because he's got to know that his team is not in contention. I think Aaron Rodgers has to go to a team that's, I mean, you know, we talk about quarterback away.
The problem is,
he has to go to a team that has a.
Problem is, how many teams are that close? All the teams looking for quarterbacks, most of them are really bad teams.
Team I just named.
What?
In Pittsburgh, I mean, if they could get, you know, really high-level quarterback play, and I know they've kind of been all over the map with quarterbacks, and Russ and Justin, but if they, that's the kind of team that I could see him going to, right? A team that, like, is there. You can't put him on another New York or, like, a Vegas or something like that. You just can't do that.
You know what's great about this time of the year? We know Sam Darnold's going to start for somebody. He is.
He should.
And he went out. Listen, look what we did. And by the way, that's hard to do after everybody thinks you're a first-round bust and you get your career going again, whoever you want to give credit. And by the way, it didn't work two places. It wasn't just one. He went to a second place and it didn't work.
Another
49ers
bad place,
sad. So. That's true. Then he finally goes to 49ers and he sits for a year. And those guys are going, hey, we're not so sure he shouldn't be the starter in San Francisco. And then, of course, the rest, Minnesota takes a chance, and it works out. But, boy, I'll tell you what, this offseason, once again, we got five or six teams looking for a starting quarterback. Forget the Dolphins. Looking for a backup quarterback. All the teams looking for starting quarterbacks. And how many guys out of this draft will come in and start right away? There's still a divide. Oh, the guy needs to sit until he's ready. Don't throw him out there. Just throw him out there. And, like, if you're a rookie quarterback in New England, you really had no chance. And I thought that guy was pretty good. I don't know what you thought of Drake May. I thought he was okay. And he had nobody to throw to.
I think it's tough to tell, right?
That team, that offensive line was bad. That And listen, I'm sitting up there with those guys, and they're talking about yard tackles aren't very good.
Yeah. So I don't know. Drake May, I'm jury's still out on him for me. Like, I just think the sample size is a little small at this point. And
they think they got their guy.
Terrible. I don't know.
They think he couldn't have played any
better.
Yeah,
they thought they had their guy last
under
time,
the
too.
Circumstances of that team was really bad talent-wise.
Yeah.
Maybe nobody in football had less talent than that Patriots team. I don't know. You want to throw the Raiders in there or somebody else I might be missing. But
Cleveland was pretty horrific.
Yeah, but Cleveland had some good offensive linemen that a lot of people wanted. They had a couple of good weapons. They had maybe the best player defensively. I have nothing but great respect for the way he played at the end of that year.
Wonder where that guy's
Miles
end
Garrett.
Up.
Oh, that's a good one. Somebody might be giving up. Somebody's got a lot of draft picks might say, you know what? That's built in 15 sacks right there.
Boy, I know a team that's got a lot of draft picks.
Don't. You know what? Stop.
By the way, it took 15 minutes this morning to get Aaron Rodgers is better than Tua on the text line.
Well, stayed healthier last
year. He's not bad. I mean, I'm not a big Tua guy, as you know. But I don't. Aaron Rodgers, no.
No.
So we got enough issues down here.
Tua getting injured with the hip on top of the concussion, and I've heard it. I heard it last night. People are like checked out on Tua. They are. And so he's going to take the can't win in cold weather, the hip, the concussion, glass. He's going to have to live with that. And
this
he knows
that. This is a brutal offseason for Dolphins fans, man, because you're not going into the season with an ounce of hope. At least last year, like.
You're right. By the way,
maybe, I don't know, Woody, you'd have something.
Woody, you are absolutely right.
You have no hope.
Listen, Woody, I live it every day, and I felt so much better, as you know, about the last 2 years. And this year.
I didn't think they'd be this bad. I had to take a step back because they lost players. But that's why, like, you hear like a name like Miles Garrett, and you're like, all right, just do it. Because they have no hope.
No, but you're still missing.
I know, but
financial thing. You just throw stuff out.
They raised the cap, though. Who cares, man?
Okay,
figure it out.
It'll be a lot more than
that. Don't they have people who figure that out?
Yes, they do.
Figure it out.
Okay.
But that's the thing.
That's
good, buddy. You go into this
season.
Well,
I'll tell you what. That's good. That was outstanding.
But you have no
hope. Some of your best stuff.
You have zero hope going into this season. So, like, why not win the free agency offseason?
We've done that.
And I know.
Our fan base, apparently you haven't been here, but the fan base has seen that we win the offseason thing.
I know, I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah. All right, hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here. We haven't even started on the Dolphins stuff, folks. Yeah, we're just getting rolling here. I do have some good news with Miami Dolphins, DCC, getting ready. Dolphins Cancer Challenge this weekend. That's a winner, man. That's equivalent to a 15-2 right there with the work and all the people that are involved, have lost loved ones with cancer, all going to be together this Saturday, walking and running and riding a bike and having a good time and listening to a concert and everything else. So that's going to be great. Third Eye Blind going to be out there playing. Good stuff. I knew we had some good stuff to say. Hey, Woody, I'll tell you what else is good news. And had another man ask me, walking in last night, waited for me and said, hey, does Atlantic Men's Clinic work? And I go, yes, it does. Had a guy at tennis yesterday as I was getting my ass kicked by the Canadian. I want to tell you, and he says to me, walking off, had my head down a little bit after getting my butt kicked. He goes, hey, that stuff works, right? And at first, when you hear that generic comment, you're like, what? It works, right? Atlantic Men's Clinic works. I go, yeah. I say, everything I said, I believe. You know, and then he goes, great. Just wanted to make sure. I'm getting ready to call him. I go, good, man. He goes, just low T though, Joe, low T. I go, look at man, low T, ED, whatever it is, I had it all, and I had it bad. And I want to let you know, whether it's your energy level, you're tired, you're moody, you can't figure out why you're in this funk and you can't get out of it, you're constantly sitting around the couch now, eating the same amount of food, not exercising, which means you gain weight, sex drive is gone, that's not even taking place, even your poor wife's making excuses for you now. If you're going through it, and I just gave you the Joe Rowe story, Atlantic Men's Clinic really, really will make a big difference in your life. I'm telling you right now, and it happens to every guy. ED and low T are just part of being a man. Sooner or later, it happens. Early 40s, early 50s, 60s, 70s, it's going to hit you. And when it hits you, it can hit you real hard and change your life. And when it does, do something about it. Atlantic Men's Clinic. professionally done the right way at Atlantic Men's Clinic, taking care of it. Go in there, set up that appointment, get you all your testing done. They'll do it all, the T, the PSA tests. You meet with their professionals. They put you on a program. Six locations, more on the way here in South Florida. Call them 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Get more information. Make the call. It will change your life, and do it quickly.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, hey, it's going to be great. Not only that game tonight, but after this game tonight between Canada and USA for their championship and the end of their All-Star break. We're going to have a lot of basketball starting right back up. And Panthers, hell, the Panthers, I think, are home, Woody, Saturday? Is that right? Friday or Saturday? They're back home, and I think Saturday. They're going to be playing the Kraken, I believe. So, yeah, we're going to have everybody back in action. And it is going to be a tough, tough road for the Heat coming up here. It's a lot of adjustments. I don't know where the scoring comes from, who gets hot. We know it's the Tyler Hero story has been fantastic. They got some guys having real bad offensive years. Hawkes and Rozier have not been very good. Andrew Wiggins, only been here a couple of games. I know he's new, but hasn't exactly shot the ball well either. And this whole thing about just playing defense is great, but you got to be able to score. And they have had some droughts in their game, especially late in some games. So we'll see where the offense comes from and what they can do. I see Jimmy Butler's already talking about coming back, too. Jimmy Butler. Anyway, we will have Nick Friedell on, NBA insider, formerly with ESPN for a long time, will join us in the show. We'll talk to him about the All-Star game and all the problems and talk about the Heat and get you set here for the second half of the season. And besides all that, we've got Eddie Jovanovski going to join us this morning, former Panthers defenseman, and we'll talk about that game tonight, break it down a little bit. He's been on the other side of that, playing for the National Canadian team in his day. So we've got a lot of cool stuff. And that game tonight should be a lot of fun, man. A lot of fun. It has been such a great win. I said this yesterday, so forgive me if you heard me yesterday about the same time, probably saying the same thing. But Panthers and getting Matthew Tkachuk, he is just, he's gold. He's gold for hockey. He's gold for the Panthers. And since he's been here, and by the way, took ownership of this team right off the bat when he got here. And I thought, man, for a young guy that really hadn't done much, to come in here and I was wondering how Barkov, who's the quiet leader of the team and the best player, and the rest of those guys, and man, it has been, he's a chemistry guy, they play, and You've seen what's happened since he's been here. Two trips to the Stanley Cup Finals, one championship, and in great shape when they do get back to make another run for a third straight year. Just fantastic. Just what has happened. I didn't know where hockey was going to go, folks. Years ago, I don't know what you were thinking. I thought this might end up being Atlanta. I really did. The thing didn't work there, and I was like, man, I don't know. Couldn't figure it out. Ownership. It wasn't just ownership, but it was owner was listening to all his buddies at his parties that he was throwing, and they were just throwing, like, one of his buddies apparently at a party would tell him something, he'd do it, firing guys in and out, and just not run well at all. Just, you know, you start listening to your buddies who like are big fans of the sport, and you got a big problem. It's one thing that, you know, guy ask and you ask your GM about it, but it's another when you start responding. And then you get Vinny and you get a GM, you get a head coach, and you make a lot of really good moves. You add to the pieces that you already had, and you got yourself one hell of a team right now. And I know we've been talking a lot about it, but hey, this has been a great for the Panthers. And can you imagine they win this thing? And then what it's going to be like against the Kraken this weekend. Just fantastic stuff coming up for them. When you got to figure it out too, man, when you got to figure it out, everybody looks at the top. I do it. I go, what are they doing? I know what the Heat do. Pat Riley, basketball guy at the top. His way. It's his rules. Things are done his way. Some will say, well, some of that stuff's a little outdated. I don't know. But it's been a hell of a run with Pat Riley. Pat Riley, it's run things. And you got to have those guys at the top. You've got to have those guys at the top. You know what's kind of that we don't talk enough about, underrated, is the fact that the Miami Heat have done a real good job in the draft. Remember there for a while, the old Pat Riley didn't care about first-round picks, and he just wanted to go out and get top free agents and fill them in with other guys. And they did do that for a bit. But now all of a sudden they got a whole bunch of first-round picks playing, the most in the history I can remember of first-round picks that are playing a lot, whether coming off the bench or in the starting lineup. They're guys that they drafted. Some of them aren't playing great right now, but they have their own guys. So, again, if it doesn't work, you know Pat Riley's going to make another move. He's not done just because he's sneaking up on 80 or is 80. He's not going to change the way he does things. But you trust what he's doing because it's worked. It's when you go 25 years and it doesn't work, and we've had different characters, and, you know, now we had a chance to talk about Joe Philbin because of the Richie Incognito thing, and we've talked about Jeff Ireland and drafting Jonathan Martin and Deion Jordan, who just, you know, physically, obviously had talent. I mean, let's start there. They had talent. They would have never been taken as high as they were in the draft. But you got to do all your homework, man. That's called half your homework if you're not checking all the information you can get on the neck up. If you're not checking that brain and what's going on and find out if guys got mental issues. And we have been drafting some guys that have had mental issues, and we have not done enough of our homework. And I hope they're listening, and I hope we're doing a better job with that, because you can't just get a guy that looks the part or listen to a college coach that tells you. I love this when I hear, man, Oregon told us all kinds of great things about Deion Jordan. What do you think he was going to do, badmouth everybody so you could put that information out there? He's trying to continue to recruit great players. You're not going to badmouth guys leaving. Just don't do it. And if you do it, you better have a guy you can really trust when you tell him. So I think that's really key, man. Finding guys somewhere in that heart that really love playing the sport, whatever the sport is. I had a long talk last night about players for the Dolphins they really love playing. I go, yeah, I think most guys, it's hard to fake it through football. I know it was impossible with the workout Shula had if you weren't into it. You would have, he could have made you quit or he would have seen it and cut you, right, and released you. But I still think even though guys make a lot of money, I think guys, I'm not going to say everybody. I'm not saying some guy might not be in it for one last check. But I believe most guys want to play. Most guys do want to play. And they want to be good. And they don't like criticism. And there's a lot of criticism when you don't play well. Because, man, we got fan bases now that know everything. They're a knowledgeable group. They get a lot of information. They get a lot of trash. They know when you got extra kids. They know when you get in trouble. They know everything, man. They know everything about you. Everything about you. Besides all that stuff, I was going to bring up the cap is going up from 255 to somewhere between 255 million to 277 to 281 million. They're not sure what that number is going to be within that 5 million range, but it's going way up, which obviously is going to help the Dolphins if they do want to make a semi-big splash to be able to maybe do that. They still got to free up a lot more money, but go out and get one of those top free agents that is under the cap of what they want, spend at a certain position. And then we'll have Kim Bocamper coming in. We'll talk a lot more about some of the parts of the roster. Because I got to tell you, man, Chris Greer, if you're driving in here this morning at 6:36, you got a lot of work to do, man. You got a lot of work, more work than you've had to do in a long, long time. Not only guys, because you have so many free agents. I don't know how many of them you want to get back. I think we're all curious to see if Calais wants to come back and play here. If Teron Armstead, two of the leaders that actually played really well for you, want to come back and play another year. But then you got to make a decision. We have a pretty good idea Javon Holland's not going to be here. I know it was reported yesterday by NFL Network, Javon Holland will not be back. And we're hearing about his potential and all the things he can do. He's still a young guy. So they've got him as one of the top free agents in the upcoming free agent period, which is just a few weeks away. And so if that's the case, you're going to need two safeties and you're going to need a corner. I'll just start there before you even get into defensive tackle, a cornerback. You could be looking at five guys defensively you need to come in and start. Not key backups. That's a whole different batch. I'm talking about top part of your 53-man roster is in starters or key contributors that you need right off the bat. You can't hide them at the bottom like you've been doing in the 53 and inactive and nobody really notices. You got to go out and get some guys from that can come in through the draft and free agency can play. So this is a little different situation because you got some empty positions: guard, safety, corner, tackle, defensive tackle. I mean, you can go on and on, not to mention a lot of key backups still to give your team more depth. Right now, I want to talk to you about depth. Your South Florida Chevy dealers give you depth every day, man. The all-new Equinox, oh my gosh. Great interior with convenient driver tech. Dynamic eye-catching exterior that I love. You're going to love the loaded with smart style and practical dependability that it has. And then the 2025 Traverse. One of my favorites. Matter of fact, I would tell you, Mike, the 2025 Traverse, I've been with Chevy a long time, outside of the Tahoes, and the 2025 Tahoes just took space to a whole new level. If you're a big person and like a lot of space for you and your family, that Tahoe is something else, man. It is spectacular. But my second favorite, I almost downsized it a little bit, the 2025 Traverse, man. It's ready for your family. It's a midsize, but it's so spacious and comfortable for everybody, no matter where you're seating. Plenty of room for everyone's cargo. It's got a turbocharged 2.5-liter engine. You can go on and on. And then, of course, Silverado trucks. Four different strong options when it comes to engines, according to how strong and how much strength you need from your truck. Whether it's towing, heavy lifting, we got you. We got the perfect Silverado truck. They'll work just as hard as you do every day. With 14 convenient locations in South Florida, you can't go wrong. And if you haven't been, you need to stop by, take a test drive, and fall in love. We got some great offers going on right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. You know what I did last night, Woody? I went out and watched a high school baseball game. I went to the Archbishop McCarthy American Heritage Plantation game last night. And I got to tell you, first of all, players, I was just watching them warm up and throw. And it's a little different game than when I grew up. These guys are a lot more polished and friggin' lot more talented and everything else. But on top of all that, the facilities are un-friggin' believable. I don't know if it's like this at all these schools, but wow, it's nice. Good game. Good game. American Heritage ends up winning the game last night, but it was great. And of course, some of the football guys there last night, so I got to see some of those guys, and it's good, man. It was good to get out and see it. It's close to home, so I didn't have a long drive, and it worked out great. So we've got a lot of news, and we have some high school football, a lot of high school football stuff going on. So there's something out there about this Kevin Beard story, Woody. I don't know where it stands right now on the Kevin Beard thing, but I'm hearing, I don't know if it's how far. Has Kevin Beard been fired or is saying that, you know, this stuff? I know Luther Campbell started this before about Kevin Beard as a wide receiver coach for the University of Miami. So I don't know. Seems like everybody else knows in town, though, and everything spreads from high school right into the college, considering a lot of players from all the high schools, especially top high schools, they have players at University of Miami to know what's going on. And again, I don't know if it's recruiting, teaching, whatever it is. But I got to tell you, I know what I'd do right off the bat if Kevin Beard is not going to be. I'd call Wes Welker in a friggin' heartbeat, see if he'd come for a year. I would call Wes Welker in a heartbeat if I'm University of Miami. Now, maybe they got somebody else. Maybe it's not going to happen. But if you're getting rid of Kevin Beard, who I'm a big fan of, I like Kevin. I'm not there every day to see how he coaches and any of that stuff. But he knows how to play the position it's played, and he was a hell of a player coming out of high school and college. But again, I don't know how he got through to the young guys and all that stuff. They played basically with the same four guys, and they were all older players last year, as we've seen. One transferred. What? One went to Alabama that had eligibility. Two played in the East-West All-Star game, and the other one played in the Senior Bowl, just to give you an idea. And there's a good chance that a lot of those guys are going to get drafted. We know that Restrepo is going to get drafted, and could happen with the other guys too, who had good games at the East-West game. So you have all this stuff, but I mean, I heard what everybody's saying about Wes Welker as a coach, and I think there's a guy that'd be great that those guys would look up to. You got 900 catches on your resume. And you've done with Wes Welker. I think Wes Welker would be great. Now, I don't know if he wants to coach and go through the whole college thing. But if I'm looking around right now, I'll tell you one thing. I am, and you can ask Jason Taylor about him, because I know Jason Taylor likes Wes Welker. And see if he might be interested in joining you while he's living down here still, before he takes a job somewhere else. That would just be one of my early takes when I hear, because I, for the life of me, can't understand how Wes Welker's not the coach of the Miami Dolphins, why he's still not the wide receiver coach. Even crazier than that is Mike knows him better than anybody. Mike brought him with him from San Francisco. He really knows him. He knows everything about him. And all the things that Mike believes in, blocking and teaching. Now, did Wes go Sam Madison old school on some guys? A lot of people think that. A lot of people think that's what happened. Because all you got to do is complain enough in the NFL and be the right guys that complain, and guys are gone. That's all you have to do. And if you're not gone at the end of the year, you shake hands and you say, hey, we won't be needing your services, and you move on. But I got to tell you, when you look at shocks of guys that, and usually a new coach comes in and slowly he gets rid of all the coaches that he inherited or he was told to keep or he kept because he didn't have anybody else, and had a good interview with them, but kind of watching them to see how, you know, if they do it. Like, Wes knows how to do it Mike's way, and Mike knows that Wes, and that's one of his guys that he brought. He didn't bring a lot of coaches with him, but that was one of them. And all of a sudden, those numbers go down, and they can't figure out too deep, and they're going to blame Wes Welker as the reason. I got to believe it's more than that. And Nobody wants to come out and say it, but if enough of your veteran guys complain, if they complain, then you're probably going to lose your job, no matter who you are. No matter what you've done in your career, you're going to lose your job. So I want to get that out while we're going and talking about this receiver thing. And again, I hope if University of Miami's up listening this morning, Joe, you're up, and the whole gang over there, and you are making a change. I hope he's down here, doesn't live too far from the university, can get down there and coach if he didn't take a job somewhere else. It'd be great to have Wes Welker. That's how strong I feel about Wes Welker, who knows a thing or two about playing in big games and making big catches and all the other things and running routes to get open and can help guys that want to learn and want to work hard every day, not play grab ass in warmups, if you can get that. So, all right, we've got this game tonight. Man, it's going to be fun. Canada, United States, and no matter what happens tonight, the Panthers win, man. Because people have been talking about it. There's a buzz about this game tonight. There hasn't been a lot going on. I mean, you talk about perfect friggin' timing. Perfect timing. It's right now with Canada and USA. USA obviously has made the strong. I wasn't aware of it, by the way, till the last few days. The USA program, the programs they have for the young players and how good it is and their development program they have and the college programs. And so USA's making a strong run here, talent-wise, with you're seeing it right now on the team and against Canada. But Bennett, Reinhart playing tonight for Canada, Tkachuk obviously playing for the United States and everything around it. I just think it's going to be great. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if they're going to fight tonight or if they just play and try to check the you-know-what out of each other and all that. I don't know what's going to happen with the national. Somebody asked me about the national anthem, and I don't mean to be mean or disrespectful. I don't care. Like, I care about the game. Whatever. The Canadians booing in Montreal, okay. I got a pretty good idea like you do why they were booing. If they boo tonight, okay. I mean, if you're going to stand up and have your flag on and you can be upset and it's disrespectful, okay, that's fine. I just want to watch the game, all right? They're going to play both of them, as you know, like they always do. They'll play both national anthems. You can cheer for one and you can boo the other because they booed you and you want to boo them back. There might be some of that. I'm guessing there will be some of that tonight. But, boy, I'll tell you what, that game is going to be fun. Canada got embarrassed in Montreal, 3-1, and they're looking for a bounce back. And Tkachuk's already now, I see Brandon Hagel comes out, Tampa Bay Lightning playing for, and he was in the first fight with Matthew Tkachuk, and I'm guessing there was no love there from Tampa Bay, and because remember what Matthew Tkachuk said when he got here? Remember what the first thing he said? I remember. Matthew Tkachuk said, "Hey, Tampa Bay, it's over." He said, "It's over. This thing you've been doing, we're going to take care of it." And they did. So he wasn't just yapping. And so I'm guessing Tampa Bay, you throw in the Canadian thing on top of it. And so Brandon Hagel, who's a hell of a player, comes out and says, "Hey, man, we play for the flag, not a group chat." Talking about the group chat they apparently had before the game. "Hey, this is what we're going to do. Great, let's do it. Let's get our guys fired up." I think both those players for the United States playing for the flag. I think the guys in Canada understand how important hockey is up there and everything and not wanting to see United States. People are going to look and go, "Hey, United States got a better program now than Canada. You used to own it. Guess what? We have caught up to you. Matter of fact, we have not only caught up to you, we have passed you." So I get it, man. I get the whole thing. We'll talk to Ed Jovanovski about all that stuff coming up here with this stuff. But Matthew Tkachuk, if Vinny and all those guys over there, Panthers, President, and all the rest of them, they must just be going, "Matthew Tkachuk, just keep it going, brother. You have been great for business." great for business. And where hockey is right now in Sunrise at the Amaranth Bank has been fantastic. Unbelievable. Hey, we got to go to break, man. We got 7 o'clock hour coming up, man. I am high on coffee today. Come on, let's pour some more Dunkin' Donut coffee this morning. Let's get rolling. Baptist Health South Florida, when you get injured, I want to let you know they have a sports medicine program on top of everything else that's as good as anything Baptist Health South Florida does. And it's nothing against any. They got some great areas. They do it all. They really do. They're in the business of everything at Baptist Health South Florida to keep you healthy and happy and everything else. But their sports medicine program doesn't take a backseat to too many anywhere in the country. They're that good. One of the top 50 sports medicine programs in the country. Knee, shoulder, foot, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. They got specialists for every part of the body. You can't be really good till you have a lot of specialists and have seen that injury over and over again in sports. So the bad news is you are going to get injured if you're active and competitive. Sooner or later, we all get hurt. Doesn't matter what age. Matter of fact, the older you get, the worse it gets. But it's nice to have those doctors that are not only taking care of Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Dolphins, but going to take care of all of us. And that's the message this morning. I want to let you know the next time you get the bad news, there's going to be some good news behind it. You've got Baptist Health South Florida Sports Medicine Program has got your back. You'll be able to see those doctors at three different facilities, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium, and 595 in Pine Island Implantation. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. It's about getting you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.